Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Cooper moves to second. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gedman out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Riles reaches second base with a double. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gettman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Riles scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-1 in the game. Felder hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Evans scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to third. Gettman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs catches it and throws to second to double up Cooper. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 1 in the game. Householder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 2 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Bob McClure now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Riles hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Householder takes first base on ball 4. Reddy moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reddy moves to third. Householder moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-3 in the game. Felder bunts towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-3 in the game. Reddy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Reddy reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. Simmons moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ojeda. Simmons scores. Reddy moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Householder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reddy scores. Riles moves to second. It's 5-3, Brewers. Rob Woodward now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Romine pinch runs for Mike Easler. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing center field. Mike Greenwell now playing left field. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-4 in the game. Felder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Romine. Felder reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Felder moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.